Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 13, 1955, at 1:40 a.m., the geologists of the Harrison Line Group sank off the coast of Trinidad after a collision with Liberian steamer, the St. Princess, a 5,221-ton ore carrier. The geologist, a 6,155-ton cargo liner, departed Barbados bound for Trinidad with a complement of 42 crewmen, of which some were as young as 16 years of age. Its cargo was varied and consisted of cars, whiskey, beers, school books, cloth, and rope. The ship's master was Captain Albert Jackson. While the St. Princess received minor damage, it took approximately 3 minutes for the geologist to become completely submerged in the shark-infested waters. The crew of the St. Princess rescued the survivors of the geologist. Noel Fotheringham spent almost 45 minutes treading water before being rescued. Ivan Clark, who was on watch, was told to extinguish the fires, but was unable to make his way to the engine room, which was already immersed in water. He was thrown into the sea and held onto a plank to stay afloat. Some 22 persons survived this accident, amongst them 13 Barbadians. However, 19 persons, including 13 Barbadians, perished. The Barbadian seamen were Cleo da Costa Alleyn of Kew Road, a 23-year-old second cook, who was the first known and the only recovered casualty. He was buried in the Merchant Seaman allotment at Mucurapo Cemetery, Trinidad. James Elson Alleyn was a chief cook and the father of Cleo Alleyn. Rupert Innes was a steward. Clarence Applewhite, officer's boy. Louis H. Seeley, lamp trimmer and able-bodied seaman. Theophilus Goddard, able-bodied seaman. Seabert Brooms, able-bodied seaman. Richard Gladstone Smith, donkeyman and greaser. Austin Crawford, storekeeper and greaser. Adolphus Goddard, fireman and trimmer. Samuel Rice, fireman and trimmer. Neville Anthony Cummings, cabin boy, and Joseph Garner. The bodies of those who perished were never recovered. In Barbados, flags were flown at half staff. Prayer vigils and mass were held. And in addition, an inquiry was launched on the evening of the accident and concluded 7 days later on July 20th. The families of the deceased brought lawsuits against Tarente Shipping Company Limited, Thomas and James Harrison Limited, the Princess Shipping Company Limited, and Sagune Terminals. In 1956, a year after the incident, damages awarded from the various lawsuits totaled £29,200. As a result of the incident, the government of Barbados moved to establish a contributory fund which sought to compensate seamen and their families. A benevolent fund was established on September 6, 1955, but the sinking of the geologists on this day, July 13, 1955, highlighted the dangers that many seamen faced on the high seas.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.